What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern Outspoken, University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Information on Southern University sports and SWAC.
All right, coming to you live from Guarantee Broadcast, downtown Baton Rouge. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White. My man Mike right here on the board making sure it all sounds good and work well. Good morning to everybody that are listening. It is finally here, football season. I hope you guys are prepared and ready. You guys have probably been watching games since last week, week zero, coming over to Thursday. And now week one is underway. It is football season, and it is you can just feel it in the air and how anxious the Jaguar Nation is to find out what this Southern University football team is going to look like now under first-year head coach Terrence Graves. Today's matchup against McNeese State over in Lake Charles. Get you a poncho just in case. Could be a rainy forecast in for the day. I don't want you to get caught off guard. Get you a poncho. Great show lined up for you guys today. My man Thomas White of Mogul Threads. Going to come on at 7:15 and talk to us because I know when it's football season, right, you have to get your apparel. And my man Thomas White has the apparel. He'll be set up over in Lake Charles today. That's his hometown. So he'll be set up over there. I'm going to give you guys some information talking with him that will help you be able to find out where to find him to get your shirts, your jackets, whatever you need, socks, hats, all of it. As the season takes on, just starting from game one and continue to move on by the time we get to November and hopefully December. At 7:30, Matthew Bunnett is going to talk to us coming from McNeese. He's the athletic director and head over athletics communications. He's going to talk to us a little bit about, for you guys that are coming in, parking, tickets, the stadium, you know, bags, whatever the case it is that you need to know when you show up at McNeese, because it could be a foreign place to you. How often do you go to McNeese football games or in that stadium or know what's going on? So because it is the first game and I know the Jaguar Nation is going to be showing up, we're going to have Matthew come on and talk to us about the do's and don'ts and just some tidbits about how to make your travel over to McNeese today just a little bit better by just filling you in. 7:45, we're going to have Dr. Kedrick Taylor, director of bands at Southern University, talked to us about what's the band's plans for today. Then my boy Blue, Zach, will be on at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk some McNeese State football. We're going to do a preview. It's time for us to get to know our opponent for today. And then right after that, you know my guy Jim Klein, Peter the Advocate. We're going to talk about Southern, give you a perspective of both. So we're doing game preview, game prediction, and we're filling you in on all the game day things that are going to take place today, from apparel to parking, tickets, and then both teams as well as the band. I hope you guys are ready for a great show because football season is here. No more waiting, no more guessing, no more just I wonder what is. We're going to find out quick, fast, and hurry what it's going to be like today in terms of Southern University taking on McNeese State. McNeese State had an opponent last week as they played in week zero. The first game, football game, college football game played on American soil last week. Of course, Georgia Tech, Florida State played over in Ireland. But McNeese and Tarleton had a hell of a game last week. Tarleton State, a top 25 FCS program. McNeese State found a way to come back in that ball game. Lost by 3 points. To me, poor game management towards the end if you had an opportunity to check out that game. But nonetheless, their quarterback, Clifton McDowell, who we're going to talk about a little bit later into the show, initially was a commit to Southern University. Decommitted, went to Montana, started 10 games at Montana once they named him starting, and ultimately led them to the FCS National Championship against South Dakota State. They fall short. He transfers, and now he's at McNeese State. So you're going to definitely see a lot of that kid today, but just to fill you in on a little bit in terms of what's going on. Mike, let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have my man Thomas White Jr. talk to us about Mogul Threads so you can get your game day apparel for today's big matchup, Southern University versus McNeese State. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody listening out there on 107.3 FM here in the Baton Rouge area and everybody watching and listening to us on our YouTube channel. Good morning to you guys. Hit that subscribe button while you're at it. And if you haven't and you're listening, go over to our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. We would love to have your support. And everybody watching on our Facebook Live, good morning to you guys all across the Facebook groups and everywhere else. Be sure to go follow the Jaguar Journal Facebook page. And as we continue to get the day going, as it is week one, football season is underway. Southern taking on McNeese, Jaguar Nation headed over to Lake Charles. There's going to be a lot of interest from people around the state as they flood into the city. And guess what? With that interest means people need apparel. They need shirts, hats, socks, whatever the case may be to represent Southern University and whoever else that they want. And I got just the man for the plan who can help you out. My man, Thomas White Jr. of Mogul Threads. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Perry?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, it's a great day, man. First game of the season. Excited. Basically, I couldn't sleep. I was rolling over like I'm going to get suited up and get out on the field or something.
I think you and a lot of other Jaguar fans are feeling the same way. But most importantly, you have a business, Mogul Threads, man. Talk to us about the company that you have and what you have to offer.
Well, Mogul Threads, you know, I got the vision when I was at Southern. Of course, you know, I had to work my way up to get the money to build it up. So after I graduated, I earned another degree, but it was still in my mind and in my spirit. So, you know, I worked towards that. We got everything going in terms of documentation, and then we started rolling with the apparel. And so we offer licensed merchandise for Southern University, and recently we have added more licenses, such as McNeese, Texas Southern, and we also have Grambling. So, We're about to roll that out. We're updating the website right now, so please be patient. Everything is going to be ready, but today we're ready for you. We're going to be set up at 4309 Common Street. I think we offer top-notch gear, top-notch quality service. I mean, customer service with quality. I hope everybody's happy. We try to put out the best all the time. And if we can't get it for you at that time, we definitely make sure that we get it for you and we follow up.
You're talking about the type of apparel that you have. Give some insight, man. I know I have on one of your hats right now, man, that you got me laced up with. But some of the things that you have to offer, Thomas.
Oh, shoot. We offer caps, socks. So, really, we look at it from the standpoint and we got you covered from head to toe. You know, we got caps. We got sweaters, tackle twill. You know, the fancy stuff. So if you want to be casual, we offer that. If you want to step your game up and you want to be top notch and have everybody, you know, trying to figure out where you got your gear, that's the way we approach it. We want to make sure you want to know where to get that. You know what I'm saying? We offer that embroidery, just anything that you can imagine. And this year, like I said, with us adding the new licenses, we're excited. We have more pieces coming out in addition to what we've offered in the past. And I think the people are really going to be excited, man. I just can't wait. And we also offer custom apparel. It's an exciting point right now for Mogul Threads.
What are you going to be set up at today, Thomas, for the people that's coming over in Lake Charles to be able to find you and say, you know what, I want to grab something to support?
Yeah, so it's 4309 Common Street. Common Street will lead you into the stadium, but it's right near, actually, from the tailgate area where the Southern Jaguars are supposed to be. You can walk from that location. Oh, now, of course, it's supposed to be a little bit of rain. I'm looking at the weather now. It's dreary, but that is not raining. So we're going to pray that it remains the same, but it's 4309 Common Street.
Would you happen to have ponchos on you today? You have some ponchos?
We're going to have some ponchos. I mean, it's going to rain, so we got to make sure we take care of that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Jaguar Nation, if you show up and you said you're looking around, tell them again where you're going to be at so they can get those ponchos just in case to add along to protect that Mogul Thread shirt, hat, and all the other apparel.
Yeah, that's that 4309 Common Street. And like I said, it's right by the Southern University tailgate. I mean, it's walking distance. So you're talking about maybe 100 feet, 150 feet.
Now, you are a Lake Charles native, man. For you to see the Jaguar Nation and Southern be able to come to your hometown, how big is this for you? And as well as even have your business there being supported by the very institution that you graduated from?
Oh, man, this is huge. I mean, you know, to come home is always a blessing, but to come home and know that Jaguar Nation is rolling into town, you know, that's always big because, you know, we roll deep. We're family, you know. We're different from other universities, you know, in that aspect. We family. You'll run into anybody anywhere. And it's just a great feeling. And, of course, I love taking care of my customers. So excited, looking forward to that. And to add on to that, Perry, I'm a part of that Washington Marion pipeline heading to Southern University. So I'm a charging Indian. You know, I get some flack sometimes from Peabody and some other schools around the state. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's all love. We all Jags. And, you know, we're here to support the Jags. And I ask that the customers come out and support me on today.
When you talk about supporting you, what about your social media sites? Anybody that's out there listening, say, hey, let me check out some stuff. Maybe it's something I can see before I get there. What's your social media sites for them to be able to keep up with your business as well as website?
So the handle, all handles for social media is going to be Mogul Threads. We keep it simple, Mogul Threads. And so we're rolling out some. We're going to drop something. As soon as we get off the phone, we're going to drop some. We got some dope gear ready for you, man. I'm just so excited. And, of course, this is a white T-shirt game. So we're going to make sure that we keep everybody dry as possible with the ponchos. But your T-shirt game is going to be on point as well as caps. You know what I mean, you need a cap, you know, for your hair to cover it, whether it's raining or you may be thinking your hair may get a little frizzy or whatnot. You know, we just trying to make sure we got everybody covered and everybody have a great time. The Jags pull off this win, and we go on to next week.
You know, I'm looking forward to today, man. A big crowd, and I guess how you feel with Southern coming to town in Lake Charles is how I feel when Southern comes to town in Pine Bluff, man. I know how big it is for that community and the economic impact and what it means to be able to have the school that you love and represent to come in and represent in your hometown. So I understand that feeling, man, especially when you're not from here, but you have an opportunity for Southern to play the school in your hometown. Did you grow up going to Magnese games?
To be honest with you, not really. But small fact, most people don't know, I began my college career at Magnese.
Oh!
I transferred to Southern, and, you know, nothing against Magnese, but it was the best decision I made in my life in terms of becoming a part of the Jaguar Nation. You know, it was just... It was a transition, but, you know, it was needed. And you know, I'm successful today, as we all talk about, because of Southern University. And I'm so grateful to the university.
You know, overall, get once again, Thomas, give the people the address of where you at today, as well as your social media site, so people can be able to follow up with you, Mogul Threads, to go get the game day gear. And just in case it rains, he has the ponchos on deck as well. So give them that information again where you'll be set up in Lake Charles today, Thomas.
Yeah, it's 4309 Common Street. And on the social media, we're Mogul Threads, all handles. And so on the social media, we will drop the new designs that we have. We'll have a map. We also have the address once again for you to have. So don't fret. Just give us a minute. We're going to have that rolling, and I think you'll be excited. And just come on down and shop with us, and we'll get together. We got the socks for the feet, too. You know, we're ready to rock and roll. So we're going to work around this weather and work in the weather, and it's going to be all good. And if Perry, if you don't mind, there's two other things I would like to share with the Jaguar Nation.
Go ahead.
In regards to, like I said, we do sell the custom apparel and things of that nature, and also the official licensed apparel, but I'm an active Houston chapter member, and I'm a lifetime member for the Houston chapter as well as the national chapter. So we've done dealings with the organizations on campus. We've given back. We're looking for ambassadors. Currently, like I said, we're growing, so this is an exciting time right now for Mogul Threads. And any insight or any questions that you may have, feel free to ask. We'll give you the answers, and if we don't know, of course, we're gonna work toward it, and we're gonna give you, we're gonna give you the truth. We're not gonna spin you around the block.
Well, Thomas, man, I appreciate you for coming on this morning. One more time, you can never say it enough, man. Where are you going to be located at today?
4309 Commerce Street.
4309 Commerce Street. That's over in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You guys be sure to meet him there as you get your apparel and your ponchos and everything else that you may need for today's big game, Southern University versus Magnese Lake Charles. And he's a Lake Charles native, so go support a Southern University grad and a Lake Charles native. And that's the beauty of when you have your business, man. You can go back to your hometown today. So that really has to be a big deal and feel special where you can go back home in your own hometown and be able to have your business there with the people who you went to school with or who support the same thing that you support, to be able to be right there to support you. So, Thomas, man, I'm happy for you, man. I hope everybody get over there and get a chance to check you out today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate everything that y'all do at Jaguar Journal. And I also wanted to congratulate Mr. CJ on his achievement. So, just doing great things, man. Y'all keep up the good work. Y'all give us all the information, and very important that y'all do for us, because I tune in and I get a lot of information, Perry, and I really appreciate what y'all do.
I appreciate you, Thomas, man. Hope to see you a little bit later as we head over to Lake Charles, man. Appreciate you for coming on this morning.
Yes, sir, and go Jags.
Go Jags. That's my man, Thomas White Jr., Mogul Threads. You guys be sure to go check him out. Has some great apparel. Get your stuff together for today's big game. If you don't have the shirt, the hat, the socks, or even the poncho, prepare for today's big game. Thomas will have it for you over in Lake Charles. Hey, we got to get ready to take a break. We come back on the other side. Going to have Matthew Barnett from McNeese State going to talk to us about some do's and don'ts today and some information just for as you headed into Lake Charles to help your day move just a little bit smoother as Southern takes on Magnese. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Week one, it is football season. It has arrived. No more anticipation because today Southern University travels over to Magnese State over in Lake Charles. Be sure to possibly get your ponchos. As I said, my man Mogul Threads, Thomas White, told you where to find him if you want to get your gear as well as the possible ponchos for today's big matchup, FCS opponent Southern versus Magnese. And, you know, when you talk about football season at Southern University, you can't talk about the Southern football team without incorporating the Southern University marching band. And so no better guest to have this morning than Dr. Kedrick Taylor, the director of the Southern University Human Jukebox. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. It's always good to hear your voice, my guy, man. And listen, it's football season, so that means the band is in full swing, and you guys were in full swing last week. As it was week zero for you guys when you're talking about competition, You were over for the National Battle of the Bands in Houston, Texas. And now as you prepare for game one with the football team, the Jaguar Nation, the spirit is there, and we're getting ready to head over to Lake Charles. Let's go ahead and ask this. Is the band headed to Lake Charles today?
Yes, the band is headed to Lake Charles today. We actually going to go early. We'll be at Lake Charles Boston High School. They will have, like, the fans in the area going to come and meet and greet the students so they can, you know, kind of get to know the band, and the band can talk to the high school students where they can, you know, get ideas and tips on how to get to the human jukebox. So they're going to do a little community service before the game starts.
I love that, man. And look, I'm going to get this on a shirt. Is the band coming? I think that's one of the biggest sayings around the SWAC anytime there's a football game. They want to know, is the band coming, especially when you're on the road. So I'm going to get that on the shirt, man. Is the band coming? I think that'll be a pretty big seller, man. As you guys prepare, how was everything last week for you and the band? Listen, I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet when it comes to other programs, but I haven't seen anybody put anything out on Southern when it comes to mistakes and everything else. Look like you got those students together, man, and you put on a show for the people over in Houston.
Well, I can say that our students stepped up like never before. You know, I think a lot of people think when they see the Southern University band that is on autopilot, but it takes a lot of work to get those students to playing at a high level, given, you know, their mental health, given the situations that they face day to day, you know, just all the adversity of today. And to still be able to get those students to perform at a high level speaks volume to the staff at Southern University for the Human Jukebox. And I commend, you know, the staff and the students on a job well done at the National Battle Band. They had us behind none other than the artist, Boosie. And, you know, at first I was like, man, how are we going to come behind Boosie? But people didn't leave their seats. They stayed, you know, they wanted to see the show. And, you know, we did a tribute to our students that we lost as of recent. And, you know, people just was like in awe. It was like, man, you know, the show had us almost in tears because of the powerful message behind it and the well-executed formations and, you know, just the whole show in general. So that's what it's all about. Music is the art of feeling, and we want to make you feel what it is that we put into the jukebox. So definitely the quarters ain't working no more. We got to get these debit cards going out.
It's evolved a little bit, huh?
Yeah, they can't see no more quarters in the jukebox.
Let me ask you this, man, because I think oftentimes, right, you know, I see people, everybody has their opinions about something, but, man, at the end of the day, I don't think people realize, because I talk about it often on here, about student athletes, right? But at the same time, we're talking about these musicians that march in this band that are students as well. And the hard work that when you watch it on YouTube and when you watch it on game day, you don't really realize what's going on over there in the Isaac Gregg's band hall and how much work you guys and these students are putting in for this crowd and people and the world each and every day.
Man, these students put so much time that I was talking to John Grant, who's over the SWAC MEAT challenge, and he had me look at it a total different way. That's when they started doing the Battle of Bands for colleges. He's like, man, you know, it's a sport, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it is. These students put in more hours probably than anybody on the campus as it relates to organizations, you know. They have to learn music, and we don't play music by sheet music once we learn it. They have to memorize the music, you know. They memorize the music as well as go outside, learn different formations, and they put that music with those formations. So you got to remember all of those things. Imagine how much things their brain has to process at one time. So those students do a good job of that, for one. But they also have to be conditioned to be able to pick their legs up and blow those instruments, because you're using almost every muscle on your body playing an instrument to breathe and project that air through the horn to hold those instruments. They're not light. To sit there and hold those tubas on your shoulders for hours, it takes a lot to hold those cymbals. Just even the drum major doing the back bend. You know, most people think it's just simple, but it's not that simple. And, you know, I want to commend our drum major. He came and stepped in. We had some things take place with our last drum major, and that kid came in the morning of us leaving to go to the National Ballet Band. He learned everything he needed to learn from our previous drum major that, you know, trained him within less than 24 hours, and the kid went out and performed. You'd have never thought that we were missing a drum major if, you know, you were just watching it. The kid came out and executed like never before, but it takes a special talent to be able to do what these students are doing. You know, they're not just blowing instruments. It's a gift, you know, a talent to be able to play an instrument, march, execute, and stay, keep lines straight, and remember your music, and still being able to go to class while doing all that. You know, that's a lot. You know, when I was in the band, you know, we weren't as we didn't have to do as much as these students. With social media, people expect the jukebox to do a new show every time they see them, and you know, that's almost impossible. It's like, you know, when I was in the band, we did probably maybe 2 or 3 shows a year. And, you know, people appreciate it because when they saw the band, you know, it was just like almost like seeing your favorite artist. And, you know, that's how it was when we were in the band. But now, man, people want to hear new music every week. They want to see a new show every week. And that's a lot of practice and creativity to execute that at a high level.
And this is why I think the band, the Southern University Marching Band, affectionately known as the Human Jukebox, man, is the biggest asset on the campus of Southern University. The things that you guys do with the value that it creates to the brand of Southern University is unmatched. And when you talk about artists shouting you guys out, magazines and publications that give you guys platforms to say, hey, have y'all seen this band? Have you heard this band? I've even watched people overseas in Europe and Australia do reviews of being in tune and learning about Southern of just watching the band videos on YouTube and being blown away and shocked by how great this band is and what you guys are able to go out there and perform. And I just think within that value that you guys create, Southern and the community really has to truly zero in and realize how great it is. But nonetheless, to realize you have to take it serious about the work that you guys put in and those students put in to make this thing a success, because this wasn't just created overnight. It has been 40, 50 years of this thing going on and on and on. And I say sometimes you can make something look so easy where, because the outside people don't realize all the hard work. They think anybody can do it, or they just think, hey, it takes nothing. But they don't realize how hard it is for you guys to perfect what you do.
Yeah, man, it takes a lot of hours, a lot of processes, a lot of training. Like, even for the staff, you know, to come up with these songs and write them, you know, everybody's going to hear the latest and greatest. These guys take out time that they're not on the clock, that they don't get paid for, to write these songs so the students can play. You know, even with that, you know, it still takes creativity, because the music today sometimes is harder to write because they ain't giving you much music to pull from to write. You know, that's why I stick to the older tunes, because, I mean, it's way more musical. Like, if you pull a Michael Jackson song, you got to choose what you want to write on that. You know, it just gives you so much.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays, man, when you write certain songs from certain artists, you're like, where the music? And the kid's like, you don't hear it? No, I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Triple it. And to the average person, they're not going to be able to understand that. But that's the music of today. That's what people like to hear. That's what they want to hear. But you also have those Jaguar fans that want to hear those standards.
Yeah.
And we got to play, you know, that fight song, the alma mater, the, you know, things that mean so much to our fans, you know, spirit. I'm so glad, you know, those songs have a lot of meaning and a lot of history to them. So we have to continue to learn those songs and teach our students the value of some of the traditions that we have at Southern University.
Listen, I know it's a good day when I see you stand up yelling fight song and I hear that fight song all day. I know Southern doing something good, Dr. Taylor.
Hey, man, I'm hoping that we can play that fight song at least 60 times today.
I'm looking forward to it. Once again, it is correct. The Southern University Marching Band will be in Lake Charles today for the Magnet State game, correct?
Yes, sir. We will be in attendance.
And you guys are going to do, you said, some community service beforehand. Once again, give us some information about that.
So we'll be at Lake Charles Boston High School. And once we get there, the band's going to practice some of the show, play a few songs for the students, and then they'll let the students greet the band and the community. And, you know, the Dancing Dolls, everyone is going to be out there. So it'll be a nice occasion for the city of Lake Charles to, you know, get to have the opportunity to talk to the students when, you know, most times they let them know, hey, they are human, that you can definitely talk to them, and they'll love, you know, showcase and let them know how they can get to that level. So it's always good to give back to the community and always let students know, hey, you too can do this no matter where you come from.
Often imitated but never ever duplicated, Southern University Marching Band. Listen, I get excited. That's why you're the number one band in the land, because you guys go out and put on such great performances, and I'm looking forward to a great performance today. It's football season, ladies and gentlemen. It is week one, and nothing better than to hear that fight song cranked up on a first down, a turnover, or a touchdown. I'm looking forward to it today, Dr. Taylor.
I am too, man. I can't wait. Go Jags, David.
Go Jags. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, let's keep this thing rolling. We take a break. Let's get ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll get ready to close out and get to the top of the hour. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Hey, it's week one. Are you excited like me? Do you feel it? Is it in the air? Don't worry, I'll get it. Wait till the 8 o'clock hour. I'll definitely get it in the air for you. Hey, Mike, let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Jaguar Journal. All right, good morning to everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys are having a good morning. Shout out to everybody watching us on our YouTube channel. As always, I love to have your support on there. Our subscribers are steady growing. Guess what? I guess it's working. You guys are listening to me. I guess the shows are getting better, and I'm not so annoying at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning anymore to you guys. So I appreciate the growing support, man. We love it here, and thank you guys for everything that you do. As we have seen the subscribers go up, the viewers going up, man, and just thank you guys for everything that you're doing. It is paying off. So if you haven't, here we go. Hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel. Guess what? It costs you nothing. I don't need your birth certificate. I don't need anything. Social security number. I just need your love and support, because guess what? As the season continues to progress, as we're talking about football and everything else surrounding, we're going to have guests, and you're going to hear me break down these games along with others. And, man, I love to have you guys right here with us. And for a lot of you, if you don't get a chance to catch us for the full 2 hour show, this gives you an opportunity to go back and listen, especially on those road trips when Southern does, like today, heads over to Lake Charles. I'll get you all the way to Lake Charles with a 2 hour show. From Baton Rouge to Lake Charles, I have you prepped and ready by the time you get into the stadium. You'll know everything you need to know about Magnet State as well as Southern University. And guess what? You just found out the band will be there. You know where to go get your apparel from my man Thomas White with Mogul Threads. So for 2 hours, I'll get you where you need to go, and that's why it's important for you guys to hit that subscribe button on the YouTube channel and everybody watching on our Facebook. And guess what? For the hundreds of thousands of people that listen on the radio waves this morning, good morning to you guys, too, Baton Rouge, Alexandria, and all across the state of Louisiana. Glad to have you guys with us. Just to let you know, to fill you in on today's weather for Lake Charles, right now it's 75 degrees over in Lake Charles. The high is going to be about 84. There's a chance of rain in the forecast, the way I'm looking at it right now. At about 5, 6 o'clock today, it's going to clear up about 30%, and I don't see anything about kickoff. It's going to be about 79 degrees at kickoff. Look like the rain is going to push out right when this thing is going to kick off. So if you're going to head over there today, just kind of hold off a little bit. It'll be okay. As game time gets around 6 o'clock kickoff, things seem to be clearing up for the Southern University versus Magnet State football game. Hope you guys are ready for a big day of football as these two teams will take on each other. 7 o'clock, excuse me. I'm saying 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock kickoff. Even better. Even better. No rain in the forecast at 7 o'clock as Magnet State and Southern University battle this thing out. 7 o'clock tonight, Lake Charles. Get you guys ready. Hey, you know traffic is going to be a little heavy. So properly plan. Get there in the amount of time, especially if you're going to get there and you're talking about weather along with it also. So you got to plan properly. Don't try to pull up in there 30 minutes before the game and act like you're going to find a parking spot and everything is going to work out. You know better. You know better, especially on away games in the state of Louisiana. You know how we do. We go break stadium attendance records. That's what we do. We love to travel. We like to go take over other people's stadiums. That's going to be in full effect today. And for me, once again, Terrence Graves takes over this program. This is now his program. A lot of people want to know how this thing is going to look, including myself. I've seen the Jaguars, but I haven't seen them against nobody else. I've seen them against each other. I'm curious to see because I watched McNeese State last week against Tarleton. And the first half, that McNeese State team I saw, I said, look, hey, I like what I see. That second half, I said, man, this could be a problem. They held Tarleton State on the first four possessions of the third quarter to only 19 yards. And listen, Tarleton State had a pretty damn good running back in Britton, Kavion Britton, who had transferred from over from UAPB. But their starting quarterback hurt his hand, and they ultimately took him out, and the second string came in, and McNeese State held up in the second half, holding Tarleton State scoreless and battled themselves back into that ball game. But we're going to talk more about that here at the top of the hour. It's my boy Blue Zach coming to you about FCS football. We're going to break down McNeese State football team, 50-plus transfers joining that football team, and give you everything you need to know about today's opponent over in Lake Charles. So when you get there, nobody will catch you off guard about who is this kid. I don't know nothing about this kid. We're going to fill you all the way in as we break down today's big matchup between Southern and McNeese, an FCS in-state game, which I love when these type happen. All right, so you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're at the top of the hour. When you come back, we're going to talk some McNeese State and break down the game for you, all right?